You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Imagine Dragons. Loom. World Tour. Live in Salt Lake City, Utah First Credit Union Amphitheater, Friday, October 11th. The brand new album, Loom, is available everywhere June 28th. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. For more, visit ImagineDragonsMusic.com.
Lights. Camera. Action. It's the KSL Movie Show.
Not getting a real under control vibe here.
With Doug Wright and Steve Sales. The week's big movie review, movie news, trivia, games, and prizes. All on the KSL Movie Show. Here's Doug Wright.
He's not a monster, Gaston. You are.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome to the infamous movie show here at KSL News Radio. Steven, we've got a big show today. I've got glasses on today. Yeah, I had some stitches taken out of my eye.
So I like those glasses. Those are cool.
Well, they're cheap. So
are those readers? Or?
Cheap and cool. Yeah, they're just readers.
They're nice. So,
but it gives me a good professorial look.
You look smarter, if that's possible.
No, that is not possible to look absolutely, you know. I mean, when you've hit the pinnacle.
Well, I knew you'd go there, so that's why.
Yeah. Do you think we ought to do the movie show preview since it is still, despite their better judgment, actually sponsored by Call Climate Services?
Yes, please.
Okay, here we go.
The following preview has been rated G and is appropriate for all audiences.
Coming up on today's movie show, the big movie review.
Okay, the big movie review of the week is The Menu. I want you to know the studios let me down and did not get me the screener because there was a conflict on the night that I could have viewed that. So it's all up to you, Steve.
Well, we had a couple of conflicts. The Menu was blown out, and we also missed Pinocchio.
I know.
And I kind of want to see it because I hear it's pretty good.
This was a busy week.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot going on this week.
Okay, so the big movie is The Menu. Then she said, you were telling me that this is a really good movie.
Oh, man. Talk about Spotlight kind of esque. It is amazing.
And then we have Spirited, which you are a big fan of.
Yeah, this is the Christmas movie of the season, I think.
And it's Disenchanted?
Disenchanted. It's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah.
And then The Wonder.
Ooh, this is another Florence Pugh movie set in Ireland.
Really good.
Oh, this is a kind of an intense little movie.
And then A Christmas Story Christmas.
Yeah, this is actually with Ralphie. He's brought his family back. It's 1973, and the dad has passed, and so they pay proper respect for him.
You know, we have had other efforts at kind of bringing that Christmas Story spirit, and they did not work at all.
Yeah, no, the second one that came out, maybe 20 years ago?
Lay bad.
It's terrible.
Terrible.
This one's kind of cute.
Yeah. Okay. So what else is coming up? Well, of course, ladies and gentlemen, on the movie show today, we will have a special guest. You know, we talked about the Egyptian theater up in Park City.
Right.
There is another Egyptian theater, which is one of the old, classic, absolutely gorgeous, restored movie palaces up in Ogden.
That whole compound is really cool.
It is amazing up there. So we'll be talking with, I think it's Cassie Bybee, who will be joining us, the general manager, and what's happening at the Egyptian Theater in Ogden, especially during the holidays. Streaming news, we got streaming news, we got movie news, and Steve's favorite segment.
Oh, boy.
He waits for this every year, and that, of course, is Nutty News, which is sponsored.
And only you can do Nutty News the way you do it, Nutty News.
Well, there are many things that only I can do.
Well, you're the only
maybe
one who
three.
Wants to do.
Yeah, maybe three if you count them out of the number that goes into infinity. Okay, so let's see, what else have we got? Oh, Dee will be gracing us with her presence. And since we are tending our little granddaughter while the kids are in New Orleans,
New Orleans. What are they doing down there?
Well, they're down there because Avery has a work assignment in New Orleans.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, sure. Absolutely. Yeah, that's, ooh, yeah.
You know, they never have work assignments in Poughkeepsie.
Or Eureka.
That definitely.
Yeah. Ooh. Ooh. Did he say definitely?
Well, there's just don't have, they don't have the, you know.
The what?
Accoustement.
You're searching for a word here.
Yeah, I am.
Okay. What else have we got? Oh, and then we're going to be focusing, of course, on the Giveathon. And that will come to a fruition, you know, on Giving Tuesday. But I'll tell you, this is an opportunity to become a smile maker. I got word from our infamous program director, Kevin LaRue, last week after our show that we had several new, smile makers
sign up. People are in the giving mood.
Oh, and I'll tell you, you know, helping the kids at Primary Children's Hospital, it is a big deal. So go to kslkids.com. Or you can text SMILE to 57500 and make your donation, become a smile maker. I had a really dear friend of mine. I chatted with him actually yesterday, and he really ponied up. I think he's going to be helping with some matches and on. So anyway,
That's cool.
I'm excited about that. Okay, so on that note, ladies and gentlemen, we shall take a brief break.
Who are you?
I am Margo. Why do you care?
I have to know if you're with us or with them. This menu.
The pictures, they're of us.
This guest list.
How did they get these?
It's not good.
This entire evening.
Jesus Christ.
This is just theater. It's stagecraft.
We're leaving now.
Has been painstakingly planned.
Okay, tell us about this movie.
Well, the first thing I'm going to tell you is, don't worry, there is no cannibalism in the menu. That's the first thing people are like, oh, I don't want to go see that. I know what's going to happen. No.
But for those who like that kind of stuff, there's another movie
yeah,
out
right
now. Yeah,
you can go see Bones and All.
Or you can get Bones and All.
Oh, that's next week, actually. It opens
next week. That's Wednesday.
Right. That's right. But this is a place on Hawthorne Island. I'm not sure exactly where that is, but it's like select 20, 25 people are invited to come. Well, it actually costs $12.50 a person. So it's considered the culinary event of the year.
Well, I can afford $12.50.
No, this is a move the decimal over a couple of spots. It's $1,250.
Well, that's still kind of cheap.
$1,250?
Oh, compared to, you know, these political gatherings and big fundraisers.
Oh, that's true.
I thought it'd be like, you know, 120 something.
Well, the evening is going to go rather rough, so you may not want to be on the guest list.
Don't want to fork it over.
It turns out that Nicholas Hoult, who was in Warm Bodies, he's a super foodie. And he was supposed to bring a woman, a friend of his, but she couldn't make it at the last minute. And it really upsets the chef because everything is set up according to the people that are supposed to be there. So when he brings Anya Taylor-Joy instead of the other person, he pulls her aside and says, who are you? What are you doing here? You're not supposed to be here. And she's like, eh.
Whoa.
And she's like, what is this? This place is nuts. In fact, she's kind of snobby about it when they bring out like this foam on a plate, you know, and this is the essence of the sea, your second course. And she goes, what is this crap? And everybody's like, shut up. This is the chef of the universe. You can't say anything like that. And he's eyeballing her like, argh. And he finally goes, why aren't you eating? She goes, I'm really not that hungry for this stuff. You know, and so he's just... So what happens over the evening is rather interesting. It's definitely quirky. It's a dark comedy, maybe more dark than comedy.
So does she push him over the edge, or was it destined to kind of go over the edge?
Well, that's an excellent question, and you will find out when you see this movie.
Ba-dum-bum.
Anya Taylor-Joy, I love her, and she's got that perfect spark, kind of sassiness.
Right.
That really kind of, at first I think, oh, you better back off. But then he starts to actually respect her, and to a point where he says, you know what, all this crap that we make, I just want to go make a cheeseburger. And so where this goes is very interesting. You probably will not like s'mores after this film.
Ooh.
Yeah, they kind of ruin s'mores a little bit.
You can't ruin s'mores.
I thought so too, but he manages to do so. I actually got a kick out of this film. It's weird. You don't know where it's going. You don't know why it's going there. It's called The Menu, and it's rated R, and it's in wide release.
Yeah, how big is this release?
I think it's about 2,500 or so, maybe a little more.
You know, I thought the by the trailer that I saw on this, I thought, is this one of those things where they invite everybody, they fatten them up, and then they turn them loose and hunt them down? You know, there are lots of movies like that back
in
the old
days. There
is
a moment similar to that in this.
Really?
Where it's in the trailer. He says, you get a 45-second head start.
Yeah.
And one guy takes off running immediately, and he goes, all right, 45 seconds starts now.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It is crazy. Ralph Fiennes is so good at playing that. What is with this guy?
Well, the picture, you know, that is kind of on the posters and you see a lot in the trailer makes him almost look like Hannibal Lecter's nephew.
Yeah. The thing is, when you're watching this, you're like, is he just crazy? Or is this some kind of weird performance show that he's putting on? And I love that kind of movie where you just don't know until you start to peel back that onion. John Leguizamo's in this. There's a lot of people you'll recognize, and each has their little part to play in this little evening.
Is this anticipated to be a big movie, or is it just kind of one of those great filler movies? You know, hey, I saw Wakanda. Hey, I saw this. I'm going to go see this.
Well, I think that if you like mysteries and you like the cast, I think Ralph Fiennes really sells this. Anya Taylor-Joy is wonderful. It's just off the wall. In fact, to me, this is a better murder mystery sort of thing than the new Glass Onion movie that we're going to see next week.
Next week.
Yeah.
Wow. I have high hopes for that.
Well, lower your expectations.
You've already seen it, huh?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, wow. Okay,
I went tonight. You were emceeing our Bonneville.
Yeah. We had a really, really nice screening.
I didn't get in trouble for not showing up to that.
No. At the top of the week. And it was sponsored by all of our affiliated stations.
Right.
So The Zone was there. We had FM 100 was there. And, of course, The Arrow was there.
Oh, nice.
It was a lot of fun.
Good.
A lot of fun. All right, Stephen. You got it. Let's do one of the other movies right now.
Oh, okay.
How about if we talk about the I need to put my glasses on again. The Wonder. Can we do that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here we go. The Wonder.
Anna O'Donnell doesn't eat.
How long exactly has it been since the last time the girl ate?
4 months.
That's impossible. Thumbs up and eyes wide open. Are you nervous at all?
Why should I be nervous?
Do you know the dangers of a prolonged fast, Anna?
I don't eat or eat. I live in manna from heaven.
And how does that feel?
Full.
Okay. So Ireland, turn of the century, like 1900s, they bring a nun and a nurse, and the nurse is played by Florence Pugh because they want a science person, somebody that – there's a girl on this island, and it's kind of off the coast of Ireland in a small island, who hasn't eaten in 4 months.
Is that possible?
Well, no, it shouldn't be, but she says she's very religious. She prays like 33 times a day. I mean, she's got it all down to a science, and all that the townspeople have hired the nun and the nurse to come and observe her for 2 weeks.
Wow.
And it's so good. I mean, I love Florence Pugh. And she's like, wait a minute, what's going on here? There's no way she could go 4 months without eating. She goes, how do you get nourished? She goes, manna from heaven.
Okay.
And so it's up to Florence to try to figure it out. But in actuality, the townspeople don't want her to figure it out because it's become sort of a
miracle.
Yeah, go see the miracle child.
Right.
And the parents are weird. And so, again, this is one of those onions you peel back and you figure out, oh, this is what's going on here. It's really good. I was surprised at how much I enjoyed this film.
Where's it showing?
It's only on Netflix.
Netflix.
It's called The Wonder. It's rated R. But, again, one of those cool, creepy, like, what is happening here?
Okay. So what's the grade on it?
I gave this a B.
And what was the grade, by the way?
B plus on the menu.
On the menu.
Yeah.
Okay. On that note, it is 9:30 here on The Movie Show. Let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll be right back here at KSL.
The Movie Show.
Are you stuck up, half-witted, scruffy-looking nerf herder?
On KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
You know, only to be called a nerf herder. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yeah, that would be.
You've called me.
If only that was it.
You've called me fuzzball before, but
I have
never nerf.
By the way, speaking of Star Wars, Andor is just finishing up, and it is absolutely brilliant. It might be the best Star Wars thing I've seen since Disney took over.
I wonder how many, spinoffs there have been.
Oh, there are going to be plenty more.
It's just crazy.
But they've got, like, Stellan Skarsgård. They've got Diego Luna. They have Andy Serkis plays this great role. He's in a couple episodes. And the speeches and the, I mean, it is,
wow,
it is brilliant.
In our streaming news today, we'll be talking about Kevin Costner. He thought he was just going to do like one season of Yellowstone. And, he has some comments on that.
Have you watched the new?
Yeah, I did. It was a little strange for
it's
me.
It's pretty dark.
Yeah, it's very dark. But he also was asked, and we won't mention what he said here at this point, but if he thought there were too many spinoffs now. So, you know, spinoffs, it's a way of life. I mean, you look at how many wonderful spinoffs, and then you look at how many have been terrible.
Yeah, I guess you throw it on the wall and see what sticks.
Yeah, you just see what happens. Hey, we are at My Hearing Centers, and, you know, every now and then they throw us on the wall and see what sticks, and it's always fun to hang out with you, Matt, here at My Hearing Centers.
Yeah, well, you guys have stuck for a while, so it's been
nice. We have stuck for a while. We're still kind of oozing down the wall.
We just kind of do the flip-flop.
But that impression that's been left on the wall, you know, it's
we'll,
always...
We'll never get it off.
Yeah, we'll never get it
just
off.
Just have to repaint.
We've tried kills. We've tried everything, you know, that double-layer paint, and it still doesn't work. We've got to talk about the great things you have, especially, you know, any time of year is the time to take care of your hearing. When you tell me that most people, on average, they're waiting maybe 7 years longer than they should have waited to actually address the hearing loss... But right now, I was just thinking about this yesterday. Yesterday we had some celebratory things with our sister station, FM 100.3. And, you know, you think of all of the, I think the Tabernacle Choir is going to join us again to perhaps announce a narrator. That's coming up. And then, of course, all these great concerts, all the wonderful things. And if you're not hearing it, you're really losing out.
You really are. And, you know, this time of year has been known to be one of the higher stress times of year. We know why, right? We're trying to get a bunch of things done, get a bunch of things in, and we're adding on, compounding with family, end of the year stuff. But if you don't have your hearing fixed, you're actually four times more likely or four times worse anxiety and depression. So pile all that. So you don't have your hearing fixed, plus all the holiday stuff.
Right.
Man, that is stressful. And I know this is just one more thing. Some people are thinking, well, God, I want to get my hearing checked, but let's just wait till next year because I've got the family coming in. I've got the concerts to get to. That's all the reasons why you should try to get it in. I know it's going to be an extra hour, maybe an hour and a half with travel out of your life. But if you can get in a hearing evaluation and a fitting of a brand new hearing aid, it's going to actually help all of the other things be less stressful and be more enjoyable.
Oh, that's a good point, actually.
The enjoyable factor, too. There are so many things that I'm anticipating. You know, concerts and music and family gatherings. And, you know, and especially now with our little grandkids, they're beginning to, especially Conrad, is saying really cute things, except when you have him in the grocery store. And he's sitting there, and he looks over at somebody and goes, help.
He does not.
He did. His dad was telling me about that, and he goes, oh, my goodness, you're killing me, Smalls.
Oh, my God.
There's a little impness in that boy.
Oh there help. You can see it in his eyes.
But when he was chortling when the cat got eaten by the crocodile, he's like,
Yeah. I still ask him that. What was your favorite part of Lyle the crocodile? When Lyle barfed up the cat.
That's
and,
awesome.
You know, and if you're not hearing those cute little things, if you're not hearing those little
you might have missed that.
I mean, it's bringing a whole new life into the holiday for Dee and for me.
Yeah, and those that don't hear it well are missing those things, and they don't even know what they're missing. And this is why it's a great opportunity. We have you come in. You're going to be able to try the hearing aids through the holidays. At the end of the holidays, we have special pricing if you want to end up keeping them. The feedback you give us is invaluable. We're able to use all that feedback then to be a better program the hearing aids for other patients to make sure we're prescribing the correct hearing aids to those that need them. And so that's why we do this, is come in, have a free assessment, a free evaluation, and also if you sign up right now, we're going to put you into a drawing for a free set of hearing aids.
And boy, that drawing, I mean, what a great gift that would be if you happen to be the winner. Oh. Imagine, I mean, first of all, the change in your life, the value of it, wow, that would be a wonderful thing to have this Christmas. It's 801-701-1629. That's the number to call for My Hearing Centers. Okay, let's do a little movie news here.
This is Lowell Thomas speaking, flashing to you the news of the world.
We return now to the KSL Newsreel. The biggest stories from the world of movies, cinema, and the star-studded glamour of Hollywood.
You know, there's quite a buzz around Brendan Fraser right now because of The Whale.
Yeah.
And plus, he's just a beloved actor. He's been in so many of our favorite movies over the years. But he has said, you know, when it comes to the buzz on the awards for The Whale, he said he's really looking forward to the Academy Awards. He's hoping that there might be something there. But he said, regardless of what happens with the Golden Globes, he's not going to be there. And he said it would be hypocritical. And you may have forgotten all about this, but this is back a ways, that Fraser publicly alleged that he was groped by a former Hollywood Foreign Press Association president, and that was in 2003, cited the incident as a contributor to some issues he's had with depression and so on. Yeah. He said it's lasted for years. An internal investigation found that this person did behave inappropriately, but he remained on the board, which really bothered everybody. He was finally expelled in 2021. Fraser made his allegation in 2018, and you know, following the second time that he was on the outs, and what finally got him out was controversial comments about Black Lives Matter. So, you know, he said that that was kind of a breaking point, and he's out. So The Whale, tons of Oscar buzz and buzz with other awards. So, you know, we'll
but
see what happens.
But not the Golden Globes.
But, well, they may do very well at the Golden Globes.
But, you know, they're not going to nominate him based on that.
But, for, yeah, but you're not going to be here. Okay, regardless of how good you were, we won't nominate. Boy, that's shady, too. Yeah. So, anyway, The Whale is going to be released in theaters on December 9th.
Owen Wilson is starring in a new movie about a famous painter. Not Van Gogh, not Da Vinci, not Picasso, but Carl Nargle. Now, I didn't know who that was, but from the pictures, he's got a big old perm and a pipe, and I'm thinking, that's Bob Ross. And they're not saying it's Bob Ross, but that's who this
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
I think maybe they don't have the permission for the rights.
It's kind of like with Dracula and Nosferatu.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they didn't want to use the word Dracula because they didn't want to pay the rights.
But so Owen Wilson is basically playing Bob Ross. I don't care how they want to word it. And that comes out in the late April next year in theaters. And if you see the picture, it looks hysterical. You know, he's like, here's a happy tree.
Yeah. All that. So I remember the doc on him. It was
was amazing.
Fascinating, really fascinating. Christopher Lloyd and Michael J. Fox putting out some teasers out there surrounding Back to the Future, and a lot of people got their hopes up that there might be a sequel, there might be something like that. But apparently, and they were even hoping for a documentary, which would have been cool.
Yeah.
That would have been cool, and maybe a special reunion like with Friends or something like that. But it turns out that Lloyd and Fox, they put out this social media teaser video featuring the DeLorean and all kinds of little hints. But it appears that it's going to be a Back to the Future shop. And they're not really explaining what that's going to be. But they suggested that this web store would be very, very cool. And, you know, who knows?
Oh, they're going to sell merchandise? Is that...
Yeah, I guess. And
well, you know, Michael J. Fox's, his Parkinson's has really developed.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I've
to a difficult point for him. So.
And Dee has read a lot of books, you know, that he has authored. And, wow, talk about a courageous.
Yeah.
He just keeps on going.
Yeah.
It ain't easy
no.
for him. So, anyway, it should be very, very interesting. And we'll keep an eye on that on the Back to the Future web shop.
So, Bradley Cooper is working with none other than Steven Spielberg to remake a very popular movie from back in the 60s. How about Bullet?
Ooh.
Steve McQueen's signature role.
The most famous car chase ever up to that point. And many people say, considering the reality factor of it versus all of the Hollywood magic nowadays, that's still the definitive scene.
And they decided, we're not going to do a reboot, but it will be a movie about that character, Bullet. It'll be a new story, the whole thing. Apparently, it's currently in production, but they have not set a release date yet. So, Bradley Cooper playing Bullet.
Okay. Now, this isn't particularly nutty in the news.
You sure?
But I'm gonna do this.
Okay.
Okay, so, ladies and gentlemen, back again this year, our friends at the Western Nut Company are sponsoring our Nutty News. Just the strains of Yorkie just put a joy in my heart.
Boy, he has gone nuts.
A stab in my eye.
Ooh, don't say that today to me.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Maybe the ear.
I feel like I've been stabbed in the eye. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's Nutty News, sponsored by our friends at the Western Nut Company. Now, this isn't nutty. This is just fun. Disney reportedly wants to revisit the world of the Princess Diaries. A new sequel apparently is in development in the Mouse House, and apparently everybody is on board. Now, Hathaway isn't currently signed on for the planned third installment, but word is she really wants to participate. She said, and I'm quoting now, "I would move that, let's see, I would more..." I've even got glasses on for this. "I would more than entertain it. I'm pulling for it." Hathaway told that to Tonight, Entertainment Tonight. And if it actually happened, she said, "If there's any way to get Julie Andrews involved, I think we would make it work. We would go to wherever she is, and we put up the green screen behind her and just do whatever it took to make it happen."
Well, that's smart.
You know, so, I mean, if they had Julie Andrews and they had Annie Hathaway.
Nice. I'm glad you remembered that.
That's what she says. That's the actual pronunciation. So Annie Hathaway, Julie Andrews, and, you know, some people aren't still around who were in the absolute original, but it would be really fun to see.
Yeah, why not? I mean,
Princess Diaries 3, it's a sweet little series.
I'm shocked they haven't done it up till now.
And it really launched her career, even though her movie, you know, that we've talked about often with Elder Groberg and so on. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was actually
The Other Side of Heaven?
The Other Side of Heaven was actually shot before, but it was not released before The Princess Diaries.
I thought you were going to say Brokeback Mountain.
Ooh.
That was a good movie.
Okay, where did that come from? That was many years later in Annie's career. The Movie Show.
Where are you now?
I'm sitting in my office.
I doubt that.
Why would you doubt that?
If you were in your office right now, we'd be having this conversation face to face.
On KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
You know, along with the nutty news,
hmm,
my friends at the Western Nut Company have said, hey, every time we do nutty news, and we started doing this last week,
yeah,
we give away a $50 gift card.
What?
To the Western Nut Company.
Nice.
And so we're going to take caller number 8 at KSL Talk, 575-8255. Caller number 8, and you will win a $50 gift card to the Western
Nice.
Nut Company. All right, we are hanging out with our friends at My Hearing Centers. And Matt, you've got a great, great offer. And, you know, can we really underscore that there is no obligation here? When people make the phone call, and they come and make that appointment, and then they go through the process. At the end of the process, you know, if the hearing aids aren't right or the time isn't right or whatever is happening, you know, there's just no obligation at all after you've tried these wonderful hearing aids for 30 days.
That's right. You know, we're really looking for people that have either had hearing aids before, know they have a problem but haven't done anything about it, or people that are, you know, think they might have an issue. Right. So whether that's yourself or a loved one, please come in. We're going to be able to try these hearing aids risk free for the holiday season into next year. And at the end of the trial, there's no obligation. You can return them. We'll still give you a gift card at Red Lobster Olive Garden as a thank you. If you do want to keep them, we do have special pricing for you guys for people that have decided to come and do this. So we try to really make it easy. I think a big reason why people don't do something about their hearing problem is because they've heard that, you know, hearing aids can be expensive. Sometimes they're not covered by insurance, and so it's hard to kind of pull the trigger on a device that you're not sure whether or not it's going to work.
Right.
And that's a big reason why we decided, well, we want to tear that objection down, make sure people don't feel obligated to have to keep something that might not work for them. and do this trial where they can actually try the hearing aids, especially during the holiday season. We also find that there's about 5 to 10% of the time where we'll put a hearing aid on a person. We know they have a hearing loss. All the paperwork, all the studies say this is going to be the right hearing aid for you.
Right.
And you get into it a couple weeks and you realize, actually, you know what? You're going to be better off in a different unit. And we can exchange that for a different unit with no additional cost. Because really the hearing aid's not, it's doing a lot of the work, but it's only doing the work because we tell it what work to
right,
do.
Right.
Right. The hearing aid's the tool. It's the testing and the experience of the provider that's really going to hone this in to make sure it works for you.
That's one thing I've always appreciated about you guys. It's not one size fits all. You know, you don't have just one, on the shelf. Whatever works for somebody, that's what you're here to provide.
That's right. And we're just using the years of experience and all these trials that we've done to help us hone in on what's going to work best for each individual patient. And, I can go right now and see the last 5 hearing aids that were fit here into the Sandy office, and likelihood of them being the same is pretty slim.
Right,
everyone's
right.
Going to be fitting with something that's going to be unique, specific for them.
You know, we're talking about the beauty of the upcoming season and how much of that, of course, involves your hearing, the family gatherings, the music, the movies, everything else. But boy, there are other, physical reasons and mental reasons to take care of your hearing. And maybe we can talk about that next, because boy, depression, and you look at some of the other physical things that can go wrong with your body. So it's not just a matter of convenience. It's not just a matter of maybe putting a smile on Grandpa's face again, and have him participate in the conversation. It can be more serious than that. What is the number to call?
Right now we're doing free hearing evaluations in all of our offices. Give us a call, 801-701-1629, and we'll also put you in a drawing for a free set of hearing aids if you call and schedule the day for yourself or a loved one. 801-701-1629.
You know, this time of year, too, a lot of deductibles have been met, and there's some money maybe you've squirreled away in a cafeteria plan or whatever that needs to be used.
This is a great time to use it. Whether they have a flex spending account or an HSA, both can go towards this. If you don't have those accounts, there's things that you can do with your taxes as well, because it is a health device.
That's right.
So it's, whatever portion is not covered by insurance will be able to be moved over to the tax and help reduce those tax burdens. So all good reasons to come in.
801-701-1629. It's My Hearing Centers. When we come back on the other side of our news, we're going to be talking with the Egyptian Theater in Ogden. This time, Ogden is so much fun at this time of year. They've got the village and everything set around, the city hall there, and then just...
It's a great town.
Oh, it is a great town. I love Ogden. I really do. And then, of course, the Egyptian Theater is, thank heaven, the folks in Ogden had the foresight to save that beauty.
Yeah.
It is incredible. So we'll be talking about that coming up. A lot more movies and more, all here at KSL News Radio. This is KSL FM Midvale. KSL AM, Salt Lake City.
The Movie Show.
You don't want to be in the way when my laser goes off.
Hey, a laser? How come you don't have a laser, Woody?
It's not a laser. It's a little light bulb that blinks.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
You know, we always love to talk about spectacular theaters that are out there. Last week, we had a really fun conversation with the people of the Kaysville Theater. And, I admire when there is the preservation of a theater, when we still have a mom-and-pop operation that the little community absolutely loves. Wasn't long ago we talked with the folks up in Panguitch, and, there's just something magic. When I pull into a city that or a small town that I'm not all that familiar with, one of the first things I look for is the theater. And it's amazing how many of them have been preserved, but it's startling how many haven't.
Boy, not like this one, though.
This one's in a league of its own. But often now the theater becomes more than just a movie palace or a movie house. It becomes, live performances, concerts. It becomes plays. It becomes community gatherings. And that's exactly what the Egyptian Theater. And, boy, when I use the term movie palace, I'm not kidding. This is one that is acknowledged around the country as being one of the great preservations of a movie palace. And we are delighted to have Cassie Bybee, who is joining us, General Manager of Perry's Egyptian Theater in Ogden. Cassie, welcome to the movie show.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. Good morning.
You know, we have, over the years, just had such an admiration for what happens. And first of all, to somewhere back years ago, somebody in Ogden, you know, a group of people in Ogden, the maybe the city fathers, whomever, they had the wisdom, the foresight to preserve this amazing theater. And it's incredible. When was that the theater actually restored and the decision to, you know, bring it forward into a new era happened?
Well, it was actually restored back in 1997. It had gone into disarray, you know, and it was actually had turned into literally like a pigeon and chicken coop for a while there, unfortunately. And there were several community members that felt like, oh, that we should just tear down the building and rebuild. We had enough community members that came together and decided that, you know, worked hard to restore the Perry's Egyptian Theater back to its original state. And that was when the conference center was being built, they rallied and were able to restore the theater. And now we have a midway between the David Eccles Conference Center and the Perry's Egyptian Theater. And so we manage both those facilities. And it's just absolutely a crown jewel of Ogden. If you haven't stepped into the Perry's Egyptian Theater and heard the Wurlitzer organ and listened to that play with a silent film, or we play the Wurlitzer organ before any cinema is shown on the screen, it's just an absolute breathtaking experience. And we have an atmospheric ceiling that rolls into sunset, and you get to experience all that as if you were out in an Egyptian courtyard. It's a beautiful experience.
It is absolutely amazing, and we've had the opportunity, even in years past, we've done some movie show screenings, The Quiet Man up there, and so on.
You know, I used to love going up there when the Sundance Film Festival,
right,
in that venue, mm-hmm, was very popular. You could get tickets there where, you know, at Sundance, yeah, you're like, I loved going to that theater.
And, you know, looking up at that ceiling, yeah, it is incredible, and the feel of it. And, you know, we think of that Egyptian motif that was so popular back in, mm-hmm, the old days when all of those amazing discoveries were being made, tombs were being opened. It was just worldwide there was a fascination. And the era in which this theater was built, when was it actually built? What was the dedication day?
It was built in 1924, and believe it or not, it was built for $250,000.
Oh, my goodness.
Which, yes. Isn't that amazing? I mean, yeah, you know, we can't even, you know, insure the organ for that. But anyway,
right,
it was designed, like you had mentioned, there were so many, the King Tut's tombs were being discovered in those early 1920s and things, and so this Egyptian revival style architecture started happening around these cinema palaces. And it was interesting because these palaces were created to make the common man feel like John D. Rockefeller at the time.
Yeah.
And if you remember like the film of Annie, you know how they all get dressed up and go to the film, and it's just, you know, the dress up, and it's just an event to go to see a movie playing. That's how it was. And when the doors opened in 1924 and we had the first event here, you got to purchase that event for a dollar.
Wow.
And it was
amazing.
One of the most attended, I mean, huge events of Ogden, you know, of Ogden at the time. It was pretty amazing.
Let's talk about what is happening at the Egyptian Theater right now. And we thought especially at this time of year during the holiday season, what's on the docket for the Egyptian?
Well, we definitely have a full docket. I will say that we are one of nine functioning theaters with that, you know, Egyptian theaters across the country. So many of them have been torn down, which is just a heartache. But we are filled to capacity in that we actually, on average, have a new event in the theater every 1.5 days. So that is an exceptional turnaround time all the time from filming. What's coming up now is today we have a wedding on the stage this afternoon,
oh, no,
believe it or not.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic. We've done a couple of those, and it's a beautiful setting for a wedding. But then we turn the room, and then we have the international fly fishing film with Ogden City that's happening tonight. And then next week, Christmas Tree Jubilee loads in, and now we've opened up the theater, so all the community choirs and the community dancers and the performers, as you come down to see the trees at Christmas Tree Jubilee, now can go over to the theater and watch the performances there. So that happens on Wednesday and Friday of next week. Then we turn it once again, and on Friday evening, we start with the run of Five Carols for Christmas, and this is a full musical that starts, and that takes place in the 1950s with five best friends. They're all named Carol, and they get together once a year and perform for their school Christmas program. It's just delightful with traditional holiday music and some original melodies that have been written by Jim Christian and Kenneth Plain right here at Weber State University. So we start right into musical theater, and then the stage gets turned again, and we go into Nutcrackers, and we run Nutcracker on the stage for the next 3 weeks during the holidays.
Wow, what a spectacular lineup for the holiday season.
It's a go, go, go.
Boy, no kidding.
And a lot of variety.
Let's talk about how people can get involved, how people can get tickets, and make sure that they enjoy the Egyptian and the holidays all in one fell swoop.
Yes, wonderful. Well, they can go to OgdenPET.com. OgdenPET, so ParisEgyptianTheater.com, and that takes you to the website for ticket sales, and they can purchase tickets to anything that we just mentioned now. Of course, Christmas Tree Jubilee, seeing the choirs and things like that, that's something that's free to the community. And so that's how they can get involved with purchasing tickets. If they want to follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Perry's Egyptian Theater, you can follow us there and things, and you'll always see things that are upcoming in the theater, and we put promotions and things that way. They can get involved with the theater if they want to just come and be a part of the theater and usher for us as a volunteer. We're always welcoming people to come in and be a part of Perry's Egyptian Theater with ushering and helping us out in the theater that way, too. So there's many ways to get involved in the theater. Of course, there's seat backs for sale as well. We just recently changed all the with a grant from the Dunkey family that was so generous, changed out all the lighting to LED lighting in the theater. That was amazing that we were able to do that recently, and then we were able to change all the theater seats. They're historic in that they're new, but we use the end caps and kept the same feel because we're on the historic registry and things that way. So it looks and feels the same, but everything has been updated, and we now have state-of-the-art lighting and can do even more things with our performances there in the theater than we could before because of the Dunkey family.
Boy, that's always a trick, isn't it, when you have this historic gem. But to keep it up to date while maintaining the historic integrity, and when a building is, this one hasn't been repurposed, it's just been renewed, and it's doing
Correct.
What it's always done, and to try to keep the integrity of the historic nature of it, boy, that's a trick, and I admire what you've done. It's a beautiful theater, and again, it's OgdenPET.com. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
all right.
I can't remember how many seats. It was like,
yeah, what is the seating?
We have 800 seats. We have 800 seats here in the theater. And something exciting to look forward to your listeners is in 2024, we will be 100 years old. So we're just starting the process of planning the celebrations for the community of that to celebrate this 100-year anniversary of this beautiful theater.
Amazing. Cassie, keep us in the loop, won't you, when great things are happening?
Oh, absolutely.
At
For
the
sure.
Egyptian
we certainly
Theater.
Will.
Yeah. Hey,
yes.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
Cassie Bybee is the general manager of Perry's Egyptian Theater in Ogden. And, you know, that is an amazing place. You just walk in, and you know, I can't help but think, you know, thank heaven that in Salt Lake City they saved the old Capitol Theater. But I cannot get over the fact that we let the old Utah Theater.
Yeah, that breaks my heart, too.
With that Tiffany ceiling and everything else. And, oh, boy, they'll, you know, I mean, already there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth over that. But the time will come when we'll just go, what were we thinking? What were we thinking? Anyway, but thank heaven, the Perry's Egyptian Theater in Ogden. Boy, that takes foresight. It takes guts.
I bet it costs more than $250,000.
Yeah. $250,000 wouldn't even put in the projection system anymore. It is 10:18. Let's take a break. We'll be right back with more of the movie show. Steve, we're going to do one of our Give-a-thon interviews coming up at the bottom of the hour. But after that, what movie should we take a look at?
I think we should look at She Said. That is probably my next favorite movie after, well, actually, this is probably one of my favorite films of the week.
All right. Sounds good. We've got a lot on the docket today. And don't forget, we do have a little telephone torture for you coming up. We have the movie show Top 10, which, of course, is legendary. It just wouldn't be the holidays without I Just Go Nuts at Christmas and the movie show Top 10. Am I right or am I right?
You're not right, but I'll let it go.
Okay. And, of course, speaking of the Give-a-thon, I'd like to give you a little heads up, because when you hear our next story, you're going to want to participate. You're going to want to, you know, help out the kids at Primary Children's Hospital, help out families at Primary Children's Hospital. And you can do that by becoming a smile maker. And this is a concept that came up several years ago, and it was based on what we were hearing from folks when people would call in on the traditional telethon or the traditional radiothon that we've done for so many years at KSL. People would always say, hey, I'd like to donate $20, but boy, I wish I could give more.
Yeah.
And we thought about that, and we floated this idea, and everybody seemed to like it. That, yeah, sure, one-time donations are wonderful. If that's the way you want to go, great. But if that $15 a month, if that $20 a month works for you, that's what becoming a smile maker is. You just set it up, and it's so easy to do, where that amount of money is automatically taken out of your credit union account or your bank account, your checking account, whatever it might be. And it's something that you won't even feel. You won't even notice it. And I always underscore this. If by any chance you do, as you're scanning the list of things that you charged or bought or wrote a check for, that's the one that will bring a smile to your face. So become a smile maker if you can. And by the way, the smile maker concept is sponsored by our friends at J&J Garden Center.
Right.
And Jerry and his crew up there, they are just the best. So become a smile maker if you can. A one-time donation is wonderful. That's kind of the old traditional way we've done it for so many years. Go to kslkids.com or text SMILE to 57500. It's 10:30 here at KSL.
The KSL Give-a-thon.
This is such an amazing thing that happens in our community and has for so many years. It's where such an outpouring of love, first and foremost, for Primary Children's Hospital and the kids and the families up there, but also the outpouring of dollars. And, you know, it's just a fact of life. You know, when it comes to some of these medical amazing things that are happening today, a lot of them just, you know, are not cheap. And so we ask for your help, you know, once a year, and it's evolved now into the Give-a-thon that happens at this giving time of year. We've combined a lot of different things, telethon, radiothon, and so on, to make this happen for the kids at Primary Children's Hospital. And what they do up there, what they accomplish up there, the love and the caring and the gifts and the skills are just incredible. And so often we have miraculous, we have happy, wonderful stories. But sometimes we don't have the happiest of endings, and we're going to talk with Sonia Love right now. Sonia, welcome to the program today, and thank you for being willing to chat with us during the Give-a-thon.
Thank you for having me.
Sonia, tell us about your son, Demetrius.
Yeah, sure. I'm happy to share a little bit about my son. Demetrius was... He is my firstborn son. I do have three boys, and he's the one that blessed me with motherhood. And he was born in Albuquerque back in 2004. And he was the most adorable, playful, bright little baby. And when he was born, everything just seemed like it was going as it should. When he was probably about 4 months old, that was the first time we noticed that he started having seizures. At the time, we didn't know what they were. So we rushed him to an ER, and then it was a doctor that told us that those are seizures. And we were told, you know, he'll probably grow out of them, and you know, some kids have them and for no known reason, and then they just go away. And over time, they did go away for a while. And when he was probably around 6 or 7 months, we came back to Utah. We came here to be closer to our family. And Demetrius was doing very well. He was just, he even won a baby contest out here sometime around that time. He was just so adorable. But we did notice some developmental delays over time. He wasn't talking or feeding himself, and he didn't develop fine motor skills. And I had had his brother when he was 11 months old, and even his younger brother walked before Demetrius did. Yeah. We didn't notice seizures for quite a while, but when we did notice one, we actually went to a neurologist through Primary Children's, and so he was being seen through neurology. And over time, he was diagnosed with ADHD, generalized seizures, and global developmental delay, and reactive airway disease, which is pretty similar to asthma. It's a pretty severe respiratory disease. And his seizures over time started to progress into what's called Lennox-Gastaut syndrome, which is a drug-resistant form of epilepsy. Demetrius, wow, he would catch any Kohler virus that was going around. And so in 2009, he caught, I believe it was 2009, he caught the swine flu or H1N1. That was going around. And that was the first time that we had to stay at primaries because the flu that he had turned into pneumonia. And to top it all off, he was having these uncontrollable seizures, and that would just make things worse. So while we were at primaries during this time, they did everything they could to bring us comfort. They brought Demetrius toys, they brought movies, and Demetrius was pretty specific. He wanted Baby Einstein movies only.
Right.
And they had them. They actually had them there. The nurses would track down all their resources to make sure they could find that for him. And they had books, and they even brought in a service dog that Demetrius could pet. And Demetrius didn't have the best fine motor skills, so sometimes he would try to pet, but he would actually grab, and he did pull the dog's hair. I'll never forget that. And I was like, oh, no, this dog is going to bite my kid. But no, the dog was so well-trained, he actually just considered it a love tap and just played with Demetrius some more, and it was just amazing to watch. Primary also always had bubbles on hand. This was a big thing for Demetrius. One time when he was at primary, this is another time he got sick. He was pretty dehydrated from being sick. And the nurses had a hard time finding a vein to put the IV in. And Demetrius didn't like the IVs anyway. They had to poke him a few times. And I remember Demetrius was, they didn't like it, and he was in a lot of pain, and so I took the bubbles, and I blew them for him while they were trying to find a good vein for him, and this actually worked. It worked so much that since he was 5, up through the day he passed, when he was 16, I always had a thing of bubbles at primaries, and if I forgot mine, they always had them on hand, and I will never, and they were free. I'll never forget that, because he would watch the bubbles just float as they were poking him, or if he was in any kind of pain, it would take his mind off of what was going on.
Isn't it amazing the efforts that the people at Primary Children's go through in order to make things easier, not only for the child that's being cared for, but for the family? And it's an amazing place. You mentioned that he lived to be 16 years of age. Maybe if you could quickly just tell us a little bit about his life and his teen years.
Yeah, sure. So he over time,
his condition with the epilepsy turned into a more complicated form that was a drug-resistant form. And he had seizures daily. I mean, he would have multiple seizures daily. And we did everything we could to try to control it, but we couldn't. And a lot of the time, either it was a cold or a flu or the seizures that would lead to pneumonia. And in 2019, he did catch a cold, and his seizures did become extremely uncontrollable, and we had to rush him to Primary Children's again. And his lungs collapsed.
Oh my goodness.
This was the longest stay we had at Primaries. Yeah. It was a really hard time because this happened actually around this time of year in November, and we didn't think he was going to make it, and he spent that Thanksgiving at the hospital in Primaries. And being a mom, I cried a lot.
I'll bet. I'll bet.
Yeah. We didn't think he was going to make it, but he was intubated. And Primary Children's saved him. They saved my son's life. And he recovered. And it was a miracle. And he got to come home, I believe it was the day before Christmas.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
The day before Christmas Eve, excuse me.
Yeah.
Yes. That was like, I felt like that was a miracle.
And
he was happy.
Was this 2018, did you say?
2019, sorry.
Oh, dead.
2019. Yeah, and he got to come home, and we had family here because he had been in the hospital, so everybody came from out of town, and so he got to have a celebration with all of us here. And then in May of 2020, I think his little body had just had enough. And his health went back downhill, and so we took him back to Primary. And this was when the doctor told us, well, you know, we've done all we can do,
yeah.
And any further treatment is going to be more harmful than helpful for him.
Yeah, we always hope for the happy outcome. And
yeah.
Many times it's the comfort factor, the extension of a quality yeah. of the life. But boy, to lose a child is the toughest thing any parent has to deal with ever. And
absolutely.
And just very quickly before we talk about how people can give to the hospital, when mm-hmm. this beautiful boy passed, what happened mm-hmm. at Primary?
Well, during this emotional time, they offered us free resources to help us. Number one, they helped us plan his funeral. And while we were at the hospital, they did handprints and footprints of my son while he was there. And I have these today as keepsakes. And I even made charms from necklaces and bracelets of these. I even have some of these hanging on my wall. And these were all free to us. And they also allowed us to bring him home. So he didn't have to stay in the hospital. He got to come home in the ambulance to be with his family when he passed away. And this was incredibly special for us because it was during COVID, and there were so many rules that only one or two of us would have been able to be with him. And he's just got too much family that loves him. So we got to bring him home, and he passed away only 3 days later. And during that whole end of life cycle, Primaries had a social worker with us the entire time, even afterwards, to make sure that they could point out what to look for and what to expect the best they could. And that is the greatest support that I could ever ask for. They also gave us free bereavement services like group grief therapy. And my husband and I have been able to use a lot of tactics we learned through the grief therapy to cope, because it has been tough. It's not an easy process.
Absolutely. What an amazing legacy of love and support.
Yeah.
And as a mom and representing your family here today, who's been through so much, what would you say to the people that are considering right now going to kslkids.com or texting the word SMILE to 57500? What would you say to maybe encourage them as a final note?
Donate because right now, even as we speak, there are kids fighting the biggest battle of their lives, and they have a will to live, and their families are doing everything they can to cope with whatever challenge they may be facing at the hospital. And primary is doing everything they can to bring comfort at some of the darkest times that anybody could go through. So if you're considering donating, just understand that what your money is going to, or whatever you decide to donate, you're offering an act of love to say, hey, I might not be able to fix what you're going through, but I care. And this little bit might be a free service somehow to your family.
Right.
And that's what Primaries was all about, is trying to make sure that we were never in need. And their slogan is the child first and always.
Right.
You see that all over the place in Primary, and they do live up to that. They really
awesome.
Do.
Sonia, I'm so grateful you could and would share this story with us, and I hope that you'll give your very, very best to your family, and we're so grateful for the care that your beautiful son got. We're grateful for you to help us with our give-a-thon, and I hope you and your family just have a terrific holiday ahead. Thank you.
Thank you. You too. Thank you so much.
KSLKids.com. I hope that this somehow touched all of us to use this giving time of year to help kids like Demetrius and the family and other kids at Primary Children's Hospital. And it's so easy for us, isn't it? Boy, talk about easy. Just go to kslkids.com. Donate what you can. We make it so easy to do. That's what KSL is here for, to be the conduit through which your kindness and your giving can help the kids at the hospital. And would encourage you, if you can, to become an ongoing giver, become a smile maker, by texting SMILE to 57500. $15 a month, $20 a month, whatever you are comfortable with, whatever you can afford. Boy, if there's any time, this is the time to make that donation to Primary Children's Hospital. Let's take a break, and we'll come right back here at KSL.
Only 10 minutes left in this hour for you to join Doug and Steve in their support of the kids in Primary Children's Hospital. Donate right now. Go to kslkids.com.
Make your donation, please, if you can, and we'll have continued opportunities. But, boy, it'd be so great right now if, before we hit the top of the hour, Steve, if we could sign up a few more smile makers and
I kind of want to sign up all over again.
Oh, boy, no kidding. Wow. We are at My Hearing Centers, and we love hanging out with these great folks who do so much good for people who are suffering from hearing loss. And again, we talk about the postponement, how that seems to be kind of the act for many people who show up on your doorstep. They really should have come in 5 years ago, or maybe even 7 years ago is the average. We are doing everything possible today to encourage people to take care of their hearing loss, do themselves a favor, do their family members a favor by making the phone call to My Hearing Centers.
You know, and I was thinking this week, you know, what can I get my parents for Christmas, right? I'm sure a lot of us have that same issue. What can I get my spouse for Christmas? I kind of feel like we're far enough in our relationship, but we've got pretty much everything we need, right? We're doing okay, and we're comfortable, and that's good. And again, think about my parents. I honestly couldn't think of anything to get them. If they had untreated hearing loss, which my dad does have hearing loss, but it's treated.
Right.
Man, I couldn't think of a better thing to get right now than a little help with the hearing aids, a little opportunity for them to hear the grandkids, as we talked last time. You know, I remember when my dad wasn't having hearing aids, when my kids were a little younger, and trying to help him with those interactions was just awkward.
Yeah.
You know, they'd be up there smiling. He'd be smiling back, and they'd look at me like, what's going on? I'm like, oh, I'm glad that you have no idea.
Well, like for our little grandson who's beginning to really speak now, I mean really communicate.
Yeah.
But, you know, he pronounces a few things a little unique, and I really have to tune into him in order to understand. I try to imagine what it would be like trying to understand my grandson Conrad if I had a hearing loss.
Yeah, it's impossible. Impossible. And I go back to my youth. My grandpa had hearing aids, and when he wasn't wearing, or when they turned down, or when the battery died back in the day,
right.
And he couldn't hear you. You know, he'd just sit there and smile, sit in his recliner.
That's right.
He's such a nice guy, but he'd just sit there and smile and watch everything go on. And I'm like, you are not participating at all. Think about it. Now, as I'm older, I'm like, he was not participating in this because his hearing aids weren't working that day, or they weren't good enough back, you know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago when he had them. So this is a great opportunity. Come in. We're going to try the hearing aids 30 days risk-free. At the end of the 30 days, we'll give you a gift card to Red Lobster or Olive Garden as a thank you.
Well, you just said something I think so important. You know, there's observing life, and then there's participating in life. And if you're not hearing properly, how can you participate? You can observe, but even at that, you're not getting it. Wow. Yeah. Call my hearing centers. It's 801-701-1629. It's my hearing centers for the holidays. All right, let's take a break here at the top of the hour. Much more to come here on The Movie Show at KSL.
The KSL Give-A-Thon.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is the Give-A-Thon that is underway at KSL News Radio and our affiliated groups, Channel 5, everybody in. Boy, this is the time to give, and if you can, we'd really encourage you to give. We've told some amazing stories here on the air, many with just incredibly happy endings, and many talking about the incredible service and the love that they got at Primary Children's Hospital, even though in the story we just heard, Demetrius, you know, left us 2 years ago. So, but there are so many reasons to give, and we hope that you'll reach into your heart, reach into your pocketbooks, and it's just a relatively simple way that most of us can help the kids and the families at Primary Children's Hospital. Go to kslkids.com or text SMILE to 57500. We got a lot of movies to talk about. I think Dee's going to be joining us here in a couple of minutes, and we'll have the quirky picks of the week. And we're so pleased, especially at this time of year, to be back with our friends at My Hearing Centers. And, Matt, you know what you offer to our great listeners, and especially at this time of year, if you really, you know, want to do something wonderful for a member of your family, and if there's somebody you suspect has some hearing loss, encourage them to come in to right here at My Hearing Centers.
Yeah, encourage, come with them.
Yeah.
We love that. We love when you bring your spouse, your loved one, your mom, your dad, come down with them. Have your hearing tested, too. We'll do a quick evaluation, let you know where things are at, give you kind of any advice if you are struggling on what you can do. You know, one thing, just advice that we always give, husband and wife will come in, and they'll say, well, having a hard time communicating. We'll talk about how they communicate, where they're communicating. And what often happens is someone will say, well, when I'm in the other room, and they start talking, they're like, whoa, 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 right there, slow it down.
Yeah, right.
When I'm in the other room, I have perfect hearing, and my wife's in the other room, and she's talking to me, unless she's yelling really loud, I'm going to have a hard time hearing her. And if she's yelling loud, I'm going to think she's upset with me.
Right. Yeah.
So how are we going to have good communication? So first thing, hey, try to be in the, when you can, where you can, if you're having a conversation, be in the same room. The next thing I always like to advise is say their name. There's something programmed in our brain. We love our names. And by just saying that name, I say, Doug now knows, brain just goes, I need to listen.
Yep.
Just start with the name, Doug, and then start talking. And that's going to help out a lot. That's going to solve half of it. Now, if you do have a hearing problem, the other half is where we come in.
Right.
Right. That's where we can then correct the hearing and make it so that you eliminate the difficulties or the challenges or the extra energy that has to be exuded when you can't hear. You put your hearing aids in. You set them so when you're in those one-on-one conversation settings, someone says your name, hey, Steve. You clue in, and all of a sudden your brain's ready to go. The hearing aids are ready to go. We're going to have a great conversation, and you're going to sit down by the fireplace with your cup of hot chocolate or whatever your drink of preference, and have a great conversation. So come in right now, free hearing evaluations. You'll be able to try the hearing aids through the holidays. At the end of the holidays, we'll give you a gift card to Red Lobster or Olive Garden as a thank you.
This has always impressed me because you're serious about that. Bring in someone that you communicate with often, a spouse or, you know, a partner, whatever it might be, and have that familiar voice so we can not just test with beeps, but you can test with a familiar voice.
Yep. We do a familiar voice testing. And if those that are – the other thing, it's, this is sad. I've had some people cry doing this one, but we'll actually show that person how their loved one is hearing. So we can program a set of earphones to simulate a hearing loss and hear the mumbling that's going on. If you understood how hard it is for your spouse or your loved one and their hearing, I think you'll be a little more sensitive, a little bit more forgiving. And so if we have that in mind, communication is going to be better. I've corrected hearing. Communication is going to be better. Life's going to be better. Come in right now, do the free hearing evaluation. If you call now, we'll put you into a drawing for a free set of the hearing aids.
And boy, if you were to win those hearing aids, that is a whale of a gift.
It's amazing. So give us a call, schedule a free evaluation.
And the number is 801-701-1629. Okay, Stephen, we need to talk about another movie out there.
Okay.
And you are so high on this one, She Said, that let's go ahead and do the review on that.
Okay.
What is it exactly that we're looking at here?
These young women walked into what they all had reason to believe were business meetings.
I can still see the floor plan.
He kept trying to touch me.
I asked him to leave me alone.
Instead, they say he met them with threats and sexual demands.
We're from the New York Times. I believe he used to work for Harvey Weinstein.
Wow. You know, when I watched the trailer on this, and then finally that name was delivered, I thought, oh, man, this is going to be an interesting and a tough movie to watch.
You know, I thought so too, and it is. But the fact that these two young women who are reporters for the New York Times, it just gave me such hope that they just, it was a struggle. And it's very difficult to make an interesting movie about something that can be so tedious as in making phone calls, nobody calling you back, finally getting somebody to break through. And then somebody else hears that they broke through.
That sounds like Spotlight.
Yeah, it is. It is Spotlight for another generation, another issue that has come about. And I mean, and with a powerful man like Harvey Weinstein, who's in the case of Ashley Judd, and she's actually in this movie.
Wow.
Which surprised the heck out of me.
You know, the old term, you'll never work in this town again.
Yeah,
with Harvey,
that's what
that
happened.
That was true.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She said, no, I'm not giving you a massage, you know, or any of the other little ploys that he would pull on people, and he said, you're done, you're out. And she tried to make another contract for another movie. Nobody would hire her. I mean, that's the kind of power he had. And even up to the point where, I mean, Andre Brower, he plays I think he might be the editor-in-chief at the New York Times. Patricia Clarkson is like an executive producer or, you know, managing editor. And then the two young women and the communication. And I just thought the empathy that they showed these women, Samantha Morton over in England, when they had Miramax had an office over there, her moment, her speech about, you know, what she went through. And another lady who was experiencing, she's having cancer and having surgery, and she comes forward. And then at the same time, these young women are raising families, and they've got these amazing supportive husbands who are like, yeah, I know you got to go to England or you got to go to California to talk to so-and-so. And they, you know, would take care of the family. I mean, just, it's an inspiring movie. And I can always tell when Sean Means loves a film. And, you know, they're getting to the point where there might be a payoff here. And he's smacking his notebook because he's so excited.
Yeah.
And I felt that same way. The inspiration, like, man, they really put forth the work and they nailed that dude. And yeah. Kind of opened the doors for a lot of other things.
Isn't that amazing, too, how long we've really known about it? Maybe not specifics, but the old casting couch,
right,
you know, thing. And everybody knew that this stuff was going on. But how do you finally bust it?
Yeah. Well, and the other part, was at the beginning, it talks about, you know, it was right before Trump was, you know, elected. And they were trying to get him, and it fell apart. Nobody would talk. So they kind of decided, well, we need to find somebody, and it looks like it's going to be Harvey or Weinstein.
So where can we see it?
It's in wide release. This one is in theaters all over the place. It is rated R, obviously, for some content. But I gave this an A minus. It is just a really powerful film.
All right. Let's take a break, and we'll be right back with more of The Movie Show.
The KSL Giveathon.
It is The Movie Show here at KSL News Radio, and it's so much fun at this time of year. We always love hanging out with my hearing centers, but there's something about this time of year in general, but what you guys can do for and with people that have hearing problems. And if there's a time of year when you don't want to be dealing with hearing problems, it's right now. With all the special things that are happening.
Yeah, I would suggest always, right? But I think I'm biased. But now especially is a time where you don't want to put off getting your hearing checked, because I know someone's doing this right now, and I'm sorry if this is you. You're hearing us. You're saying, I do need to do something, but I'm busy.
Right, right.
You're going to go through Thanksgiving, you're going to go through Christmas, you're going to do New Year's, and you're going to say, I should have done something. And you're going to call us in January, and we're going to help you. But I just wish you could squeeze it in your schedule and try to get in this month, because it's so much better. It's so fun because, we'll do this throughout the year, and, we'll have an event or two that people come back and say, oh, my goodness, Matt, I did this, and I went to graduation. My expectations were really low, but with the hearing aids and the program right and everything you've told me, it was a wonderful experience. For Christmas, you're going to have, there's three built-in already happening events.
Yep.
Plus, there's probably four or five other ones that you've squeezed in there because you've got family coming into town, or you got a show to go see.
Or maybe you haven't even planned on it because you can't hear.
Or you're skipping some things because you can't hear. And so this is why we love this time. You're here for the holidays. Call right now. Schedule a free evaluation. We'll let you try the hearing aids during all of these events. You're going to go to a movie. I was actually thinking about this on last time we were talking. We had a patient, I think it was last year, probably the year before, that big avid movie watcher, been listening to your guys' show forever, said, I've been watching all these movies, but I have to watch them 6-8 months later when they come out on, on Netflix or on CD or whatever. And now I have these hearing aids. I'm going to watch movies. Yeah. And this is wonderful. I could tap right into their system. It's amazing. And those are the things we want people to experience. So give us a call. Schedule your evaluation. Try the hearing aids through the holidays, and we'll give you a gift card to Red Lobster.
And that happened to us last night at Hale Center Theater. Mark does the announcement at the beginning and said, T-coil, plug in. And you were telling me you've experienced that, and you're kind of going, wow, this is really cool.
Yeah, I'm going there here in a couple weeks, Little Mermaid.
Yeah. Oh, it's wonderful. You're going to love it.
And it's going to be great, and I think I actually might do that again. I might take the hearing aids with me.
Yeah.
And listen that way, because it's so cool to do it that way.
Boy, this is the time. It really is. And with the opportunity, too, to be in the drawing, where the odds are pretty darn good for a prize of that magnitude, to have a 1 in 50 and maybe even a 1 in 40 chance of winning, it is an amazing gift.
It's an amazing gift. So give us a call, schedule, bring your spouse. Make it a date, and try the hearing aids risk-free for the holidays.
Again, let's give that number. It's 801-701-1629. Before we take a break here at the bottom of the hour, I want to again welcome. We've had the honor of talking with Riley, who is Emmett's mom, and we've told you a little bit about Emmett, and we've told you a little bit about what this family has dealt with and what they've experienced at Primary Children's Hospital. And Riley, it's so kind of you to join us once again. And, we're right in the middle of the Giveathon, and we're trying so hard to encourage people before the final days, before things really kind of go crazy at the end of our Giveathon, to take the time to donate right now. Give us just a little, again, for those who haven't heard you on the program before, just a little bit more about Emmett, and then we'll talk to you about how important it is from a mother's point of view to get a little help for kids at Primary Children's Hospital. Tell us about Emmett.
Yeah. Hi, you guys. Excited to be back. Thanks for always having me. Emmett is just, for anybody that doesn't know, he's a 5-year-old, and he has an extremely rare genetic disorder called PMM2, congenital disorder of glycosylation, and it affects his entire body. From his head to his toes, the way that his organs function, the way that he eats, seizures, brain development, everything. So, back in 2017, we actually just had his 5-year
hospital anniversary. The very first time we were admitted to Primary Children's was November 13th of 2017. And so it's kind of been a week that we've been reflecting on our experience at the hospital, and it coincides with the Giveathon. So it's been perfect. But, you know, we are very grateful. We were told that he probably would not live to be a year old, that this disorder is so rare that, you know, they couldn't tell us much about it. And here we are with a five-year-old that's a little bit crazy and a lot of it funny.
You know, it's amazing. We can hear it in your voice. You know, first of all, just what a kid Emmett is. And
oh
thank
my gosh,
heaven.
Yes.
Thank heaven for Primary Children's Hospital and for, right, you know, extending, you know, opportunities and making things better and helping families. And as was pointed
exactly
out earlier, the slogan, and you see it literally carved in stone at Primary Children's, is it's
right,
the child first and always. As you approach the holiday season, you know, what's Emmett's favorite part of Christmas time?
Oh, Emmett is a Christmas lights, Christmas music kind of boy.
All right.
He gets down and groovy to Christmas classics. So we like to drive around, and he likes to look out his window, and he gets very excited and yells. And so it's a very loud car ride.
Oh,
you're
that
playing Christmas
great
music, and Emmett
cool
is in the back kind of making all his noises. So,
what would you say to people? I always ask this of the parents and the family members who join us, who have had such an intimate relationship with Primary Children's Hospital. If somebody is sitting there right now going, you know, I really ought to do this, what would you say to them to kind of give them a little nudge?
Right. I think it's so cool to have the Giveathon first off in the month of November, because everybody's looking for a way to serve and everybody's looking for families in need. And I think you're always kind of hyper aware of those around you, but there's a whole community up at Primary Children's that needs that service, that needs the help, that needs the donations and the money. And I am a huge advocate for all the programs at primaries, but, you know, we especially love, and I've mentioned this before on the show, but, you know, we love music and dance therapy. And those programs are completely donation-driven. But I think it's so cool to have a program. You know, in our case, Emmett has a lot of surgeries, and there are a lot of times that he's not allowed to leave his hospital room. Like, he's got some virus, or he is contagious with something, or they're worried about him catching something with his weak immune system, that he's stuck in his hospital room for sometimes weeks on end.
Wow.
And so dance therapy is Emmett's favorite thing. They come in with these big speakers with his favorite songs, you know, and he can just get down and groovy with Sarah, the dance therapist. And it's such a relief for him, because other than that, he's just kind of stuck in his bed or on his little play mat on the floor, you know. And so these programs are just so important to our family, because we've seen what music therapy can do when he's in pain. And, you know, to have somebody come in, like I said before, and sing him to sleep when he's having a hard time. And then you have Sarah that comes in, and, you know, they just, for an entire hour, they just do their thing, and they can dance and,
yeah,
and play. But those programs are completely donation driven. And that's why it's so, so, so important that if somebody's on the fence, you know, and you like dancing, donate.
Boy, absolutely. Riley, thank you so much. And by the way, I'm sure Steve would like you to recommend to Sarah, the dance therapist and the music therapist, that she play him a little bit of Jorgi Jorgensen's "And I Just Go Nuts at Christmas."
You trying to put me in the hospital?
Riley,
oh,
thank
man
you.
I'll be replaying that. Thanks, you guys, for having me.
Well, and he also does Jingle Bells, too, which might be a big hit. Riley, thanks so much. Give Emmett a big hug for us, won't you?
I will. Thanks, Doug.
Okay. Thank you so much. This is the time. It's the time of year to donate to Primary Children's Hospital. It truly is. Please don't put off your donation. You know, things are going to get crazy. You're going to get busy. And this is the time. And become a smile maker if you can. Our friends at J&J Garden Centers, they help make that happen. And what will happen is you'll text your word SMILE to 57500. That's really easy to do it that way, and become an ongoing giver. We talk about it bringing smiles to the faces of those who are in and the families of kids that are at Primary Children's Hospital. But that donation is going to put a smile on your face as well, to know that you and your family, maybe it's 15, maybe it's 20, some people do 50, some people do 100. Whatever you can afford starts at $15 a month, and you'll be a smile maker. Or make a one-time donation by going to kslkids.com. It's 11:31, brief break here at the bottom of the hour. More of The Movie Show coming up.
The Movie Show.
I can see what you're trying to put off, but I can see that it's just to keep people away from you. It's a mask. Did you tell me the truth?
No, probably not.
On KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
You notice that Matt sidled in here in anticipating that in a moment we're going to do The Movie Show Top 10.
That's why he's here, but okay.
Am I that lucky?
See, blessed.
I like your attitude.
No, see,
slowly changing.
Blessed
sweet
would be
Maddie
the word.
Has gone away.
Oh, listen to this. It's the moment that everybody anticipates every week.
Yeah.
Left him speechless, you know?
I just like to get a, like, who are you talking about? Do you have somebody in mind?
Well, he was obviously saying everybody.
Oh, everybody.
Oh. Yeah.
It includes everybody. There's something.
I'm thinking that, of just in this room alone.
Well, it's unanimous in this room alone, right? Yeah. Dallin's nodding his head.
Sellout.
I actually really like The Movie Show Top 10. It's very interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
The top 10 or the intro?
Yes.
Yes. He's so good. He's so good. All right.
Should run for politics.
At this time on the program, I always want to know, because we have just a little over 20 minutes left. Are we still okay?
We are.
People call, they'll be in the drawing.
Yeah, there is room, and we need you to call. Give us a call. I'm telling the truth.
I know you have to now.
No, well, yes.
Well, you're the truth monitor?
Yes.
We're all in trouble.
Now that Pinocchio has come out twice in a year, I've got to tell the truth.
Right.
Boy, two Pinocchios in 1 year. I don't know what the deal is. All right, let's talk about your locations because you're all over the place.
We are. We've got offices from Ogden all the way down to Nephi. Make sure I get it. We actually have an office down in Gunnison.
Gunnison?
For our friends in that Gunnison area, Manti. Right. Please come and see us. We'd love to help you out any way we can.
Well, that's good. That'll help Steve in the future because, you know, we do have the prison down there.
I was going to say, do you do house calls? Because some of us can't get away.
Yeah, some sort of they don't let you out.
Yeah.
But you're in.
Okay. So right now when people call and make the appointment, you were saying that the chances are they could get in before Thanksgiving.
Yeah. If they call now, we can get them in. Most of them, there's a few offices. I look at their schedule. They're pretty busy. We have a couple offices that are pretty packed up. I know our Leighton Ogden, those ones are hard to get into. Just really busy area for us. We do have a South Ogden, too, though. We can squeeze you in if you're willing to drive in the middle of the two.
Right.
We got you. And Bountiful is a harder office to get into as well. I don't know why. We should probably look into that now that I'm saying it out loud. We should look into getting some more opportunities.
I think it has something to do with the F-35s.
Well, that's probably not helping. Right. Yeah, the Hill area, we've got a little situation with them where we take care of them where we can. So,
that's
anyways, if you're there, might be a little tighter. Provo might be a little tighter, but everyone
what
else.
About Sandy?
Sandy, we're good. Get in here.
Really?
Yeah, we're busy, but we can get you. We got two providers in Sandy and Riverton to take care of you, and so we've got enough here that we'll be able to have. We've got a couple providers in Murray, West Valley, and Salt Lake. So, yeah, if you're in the Salt Lake Valley, I think we can take care of you.
And if somebody had made their appointment today, during this time, they could have come in and been part of the movie show.
Yes.
We've had some of your folks do that before.
We have, and you're welcome. Please come in and say hi.
Security.
We're Sandy office. We love our patients coming and saying hi during the movie show, and let them come say hi anytime they want to. But
yeah, and the technology now is incredible. We've been talking about the Stiletto AX, which is just incredible. And, you know, you mentioned the story about the guy that didn't want to have the hearing aids make him appear older.
Yep.
It's now to the point where these devices make you appear younger because every younger person in the world has earbuds or some kind of device over their ears.
That's right. And you can look just as crazy as the rest of us because it does have the technology that if you want to take a phone call, you can take it right from your hearing aid.
Yeah.
So you don't have to hold up your phone. You just answer the call from your hearing, a little tap.
Okay, I hate the guy that stares at you while he's talking to somebody else. Like, what are you doing?
I know. How many times have you walked by somebody and you engage them because you think they're talking to you? It's crazy. Now, right now, when people participate, they're going to try it for 30 days. Mm-hmm. And whether they buy or not, at the end, you're going to reward them.
Yep. Either way, either you keep the hearing aids and we give you some special pricing, or you give them back, and either way, we give you a gift card to Red Lobster or Olive Garden as a thank you. We do appreciate all the feedback we get. It helps us out tremendously. You know, if you go to our Google reviews, I was just there just combing through them last week again. You know, lots of 5-star reviews, and the comments are amazing. You know, very rarely do we get a comment about how great the Stiletto AX is, or you know, the White X Moment. But often we get the comments are about the provider and the front office staff that took great care of them, and then most importantly about what they can hear now that they couldn't hear before. Right. And so if you want a little you know, verification before you call, go ahead and go to our Google reviews, go to our website, look into us a little bit more. But ultimately, we want you to come in for that free hearing evaluation and to try the hearing aids during the holidays.
Number to call, make that appointment right now. It's 801-701-1629 for My Hearing Centers. And now.
Oh, look at Mr. Evacuation of Saigon.
Are you turning the hearing aids on or off there?
That was an off.
That was an off. That's because
I got to protect my hearing.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, look at Steve chortling over here.
Yes, chortle.
It's time for the movie show top 10. Ooh, there's a gravel in the throat today.
Hello.
10.
I'm
Mr. Ed. That was just painful to hear.
Well, it's always painful to hear. So what? Are you laughing?
I mean, I know you're broken today, but my goodness, that was...
It all has something to do with the eyes here, so I'm not dying of the plague or anything. Okay, so here we go. Number 10 is the movie Tar.
Yeah. This is the Cate Blanchett movie where she's a conductor from Germany, and it's, there's an Oscar nod in her future.
Number 9 is a movie you really ought to see. It's a tough watch, but it's a great movie. And it's not doing very well at all. No. And it's called Till. This is about one of those startling moments that reminds you of what kind of people we want to become, where we were, and honestly the progress we've made, although it's nowhere near enough. Till, great movie.
Yeah.
Let's see, One Piece Film Red. What's this?
This is an anime film. It's a series. I think this is the 15th film in the series, and it's about a young woman who's a singer. But beautifully animated.
This is a strange movie, The Banshees of Inisherin. But I'll tell you, I liked it. The acting was amazing, but it is a truly strange movie. So if you appreciate the Three Billboards, you know, guy that, and other interesting movies in this same genre, but this one is particularly weird.
Although I have to admit, the characters continue to
haunt
my
you.
Existence.
Yeah. We talked about that with Blake Anderson the other day at the Megaplex remote we did. Pray for the Devil is number 6. Again, out 3 weeks, about $17 million.
Well, it's about a nun who wants to do exorcisms, and why not?
Why not? Smile is number 5. It's made over $100 million.
This thing, it just continually is doing incredible business.
Lyle Crocodile, I'm glad to see that this is hanging in there. It's a fun movie to watch. It's been out 4 weeks, and it's made about $57, $58 million domestically.
You ready to take Conrad back?
Yeah, I'd like to. He would love it. He'd go just to see Lyle barf up a cat.
Well, that is the highlight.
And number 2 is Black Adam. All of us are still trying to figure this one out, but it's making some money. It's
did
made
you
over...
skip Ticket to Paradise, or did you say?
Oh, Ticket to Paradise. I'm sorry. That's number 3. That's a fun movie.
Yeah.
It's not great, but it's fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Black Adam, you're on your own with that one. I mean, even Don Brinkerhoff had a hard time explaining that one to us.
Yet it's made $353 million worldwide.
Worldwide. So, yeah. And then Black Panther. Boy, it killed it. What was their target? Was it like 190?
Well, they wanted to go 200, but that turned out to be a little unrealistic. So.
But not too far off.
No,
here.
No, they're at 213 now after a week, and 187 foreign. They're at $400 million in a week.
Yeah, for an opening week, that ain't bad at all. The movie show, top 10, ladies and gentlemen, sponsored by Call Climate Services. Boy, they're great people. If you haven't had them out to check your furnace, maybe you make sure that the air conditioning went to bed okay, and it'll be functioning next year. The people at Call Climate Services, they'll take care of you up there in Centerville, Utah.
only a few moments left in today's movie show. To support the kids at Primary Children's Hospital, donate to Giveathon before noon at kslkids.com.
Boy, that's good advice. Make your donation right now. Steve, I want to talk about Spirited, and we're going to do that right after, because we missed this last week.
Yeah.
It is telephone torture, ladies and gentlemen. And we have fabulous prizes worth up to dollars. We're going to go to KSL Talk. We're going to clear all the lines just before we start, going through the numbers here. And I'm thinking of caller number
one.
That way.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's what I'm thinking of.
We don't have any losers if we do that.
This is the Blake Anderson method.
No, we must have losers.
Yeah, all right.
So can we go with number three?
All right.
Which we were predestined to do. All right, we're going to go with number three. Two tickets to the Megaplex Theaters, two drinks, and a tub of popcorn. And let's go to our first loser. Hi, who's this? Hello? All right, let's go to another loser. I mean, somebody didn't have the guts to be a loser. What does that say about humanity and where we are as human beings?
We're trying to improve ourselves.
Okay, hi, you're number one. Hello?
Hello?
Why is it when we're really in a hurry to do a segment, we have people who hang up with us and slow
respond? At least he's there.
But he's here. How you doing?
Good. Good, good.
No, no, no. You're doing bad, bad. Because you ought to lose. Fill in the blank.
Loser.
That's true. You are. Hit the button on him. Here we go. Bam.
You didn't win the prize? You know what that means? It means you have no skills and you're a loser.
Ooh.
Wow.
Brutal. Let's go back to the phone line.
SpongeBob, ease up.
And hi, who's this?
This is John.
John, embrace it. What are you?
Loser.
Hit the button on John.
Have you heard about the Lawrence loser? He's a loser, but he still keeps on trying.
And John will keep on trying.
Yeah,
I know that. Not? And now let's go to caller number three. Hi, who's this?
This is Mike.
Mike. Are you a happy guy?
Yeah, I'm a happy guy.
I'm feeling a lot of love in the room right now because you are a big
wiener.
Of course you are. You've won fabulous prizes worth up to dollars. You've won the two tickets to the Megaplex Theaters. You've won two drinks, and you've won a tub of popcorn. But there are losers out there, so what do we need to do, especially the holiday season, to make them feel better about being a loser?
Have Blue Eyes Sing to them.
Ooh. That was very well put. And a big thanks to the Megaplex Theaters. Bless all of the Megaplex Theaters who provide such great entertainment.
Yes.
And provide losers and wieners every week.
Yep.
Okay, Steve, Spirited. Let's get some sound from Spirited. Sound from Spirited.
I'm not sure we kept that from last week, did we?
Didn't we?
Christmas present.
La 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 la. I'm not watching your dramatic re-encrapment.
Hey, I'm haunting you. You can't just run away from me.
This is yet another rendition of a Christmas carol, but from the ghost's point of view.
Right, they have a bureau where they actually look at different applicants and try to figure out who is somebody worthy of, you know, Scrooge-ness and switching them around. It's really well done. It is now in Megaplex Theaters, also on Apple TV Plus. But this is a movie that deserves to be seen on the big screen because it's a gorgeous musical, a little sassy, but it's really well done.
I'm really excited to see this.
Yeah,
now, I have to ask about A Christmas Story Christmas.
Yeah, this is Ralphie now. He's a grown-up man. He's got kids. Dad has just passed away, the old man, and he's living in Chicago. They go home to Indiana on Cleveland Street, the same old house, the same old gang, all the brothers, and the Farkas is there. There's a little scene with him. So you get to see the old gang. there's some cuteness to this movie, much better than the Christmas
one.
Story 2.
Yeah, terrible.
And they do a nice job of paying tribute to Darren McGavin's character, the old man.
I love the old man.
So it's a sweet movie.
Fragile.
Plus, we have Disenchanted, which is the sequel to Enchanted, you know, where they
right.
And the funny thing is, you know, they had Idina Menzel in the last one. She was the queen of Andal. She gets to sing this time.
Wow.
What a concept.
Imagine her singing.
Yeah.
Who knew?
This is good. About 40 minutes in, though, it gets a little weird. But if you hang in there, it does pick up towards the end. And Disenchantment is playing on Disney Plus, PG.
All right. So Spirited. You could watch all three and really get into the Christmas spirit.
Plus, you've got the Santa Clauses, which starts on started Wednesday. Will two episodes and will be consecutive Wednesdays until right before Christmas.
Okay.
And I watched the first two, and they're actually kind of cute.
All right. Hey, we have been at my hearing centers today, and Matt, we always love hanging out with you. We love what you do for our KSL listeners and our movie show listeners, and it's not too late to make the phone call. It's not too late to even be in the drawing.
That's right. Give us a call. Schedule a free evaluation, and you can get into a drawing. I wish I could throw in some of Dallin's pastries.
They're good. You know, he provided the goodies today. You know, that one week when we had no goodies, he heard us whine so much that he actually made these.
Yeah, woke up really at 6 a.m. and made goodies. So I wish we could have those goodies for you, but if you do try the hearing aids risk-free for 30 days, we'll give you a gift card to Red Lobster or Olive Garden. So close. But not maybe as good.
And remember, there is absolutely no obligation. It's so important to take care of your hearing.
Yeah, do it now.
For the convenience of your family, for your well-being. You look at all of the problems that can come when people are not hearing properly. And it's not just the old grandpa can't hear running joke anymore. I mean, this is serious for mental things and for physical.
And, you know, my guess is as we continue doing more research, we're going to find more things that are connected to hearing loss and untreated hearing loss. The best thing you can do right now, come and have your hearing evaluated. If there's not a problem, you did the right thing. We send you on your way. We give you some programs to keep your hearing healthy. If there is an issue, we have got a great solution. You'll be able to try this new Stiletto AX hearing aid through the holidays and see if it works right for you.
And you mentioned a lot of people put it off because they're busy this time of year, but you're real busy in January because people realize what they missed during this magic holiday season. Don't be that guy. Call 801-701-1629. Hey, that does it for the movie show today here at KSL News Radio. And again, a thanks to my hearing centers. It is 12 o'clock noon, and tonight when you go home, please make sure that you hug the people you love.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.